Can you keep a promise? Well, the state is hoping you will take a pledge to protect our coral reefs. The Division of Aquatic Resources is getting proactive as the warming temperatures continue to stress our vital marine environment. Brian Nielsen heads up the division. He talks about this latest push as a half-hour TV special about the pledge launches tonight.
So the idea of this coral pledge came about when we first were seeing the NOAA bleaching prediction maps for this year. They're predicting another major coral bleaching event heading towards Hawaii. So talking with our biologists at Division of Aquatic Resources, colleagues over at NOAA, Arizona State University, University of Hawaii, of what intervention methods are available, what can we do to help the corals during this time? And technology really hasn't caught up. There's nothing really available for us to reduce water temperature, shade corals at a massive scale. And so the best thing we could come up with is try to reduce any further stress to corals to help them through this tough time. And so that's where the Coral Pledge came about. So asking Hawaii residents and Hawaii tour operators to take this pledge of 6 easy actions to help save corals during these tough times.
Right, and even though I know we're hearing that maybe the bleaching event this year may not be as severe as we feared, it's still really important to get that messaging out.
Absolutely, and so it didn't turn out to be as bad as what we saw in 2015, but this is the third coral bleaching event, major coral bleaching event we've had in just 5 years, and each one is taking their toll. We're losing corals on each one of these events, and we don't have too many more of these events until we're not going to see much coral out on the reef. So we all need to really think about how we can do all we can to save corals.
I recall, being in the water and seeing the amount of reef that was just affected, and it was just so startling. Over in Lanikai, over on the west side of Oahu, neighbor islands too.
Yeah, it is really sad. I've experienced the same thing where you get out on the reef, you see all the remnants of what used to be living coral that died during the 2015 event, and then you see new little corals that have managed to recruit back into those areas, starting to come back, and then seeing those corals now bleached. It's a really scary sight.
And so we do have some tools as well. I know we've done stories here about the coral card that you can go out and you can help get really good information by doing comparisons. I mean, if you do a grid on the reef, and identify, what are we seeing out there?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're getting really good at monitoring these coral bleaching events, and there's been some great new innovations to bring, ocean users into the fold and help get their help in monitoring corals. So the Ko'a card that University of Hawaii developed is a great tool where you can go out with this card, compare it to the colors of bleached corals, and then report it to this really nice website and see where other people have found bleaching and really track the event. There's also the Eyes of the Reef Network, which is another great way for citizens to get involved. And then there's another new website called hawaiicoral.org, where if you see coral bleaching, you can just, one click of your phone and report that bleaching as well.
So it's really, being a citizen scientist, your eyes are out there and you help to kind of create this body of data that that we can use.
Yeah, it's an extremely powerful tool. Managers, there's only so many of us to get out, but there's thousands of ocean users and many people that care about corals and have eyes on the reef and can really do a really great job of reporting what they're seeing out there.
So when you folks put this video together, you reached out to folks in the industry, you said the tour operators.
Yeah, we really wanted to get the message out about, these 6 easy actions to help save corals. And we thought a great way to do that was to reach out to the tour industry that already have established education programs for visitors to Hawaii, visitors that may not live near the ocean. They may not even know what a coral is. It's just a great outlet to really teach visitors how they can respect corals while they're here, enjoy them, but also know just some common practices of what they can do to let corals thrive and, you know, be around for the future.
So whether it's a dive group or a snorkeling group?
Yeah, dive groups, snorkeling groups, really reaching out to tour guides to have this as a part of, you know, what they educate their guests on. It's also really nice, too, considering we get around 10 million visitors a year, to really let the world know what Hawaii's seeing. You know, we're seeing the effects of climate change already through, you know, coral bleaching events, sea level rise, severe storm events. So it's another way to kind of get that message out that climate change is here. We really need to do something about it.
And we are, over at Hanama Bay, I know they've got the film that everybody's got to watch, and it's educational, and it's the hazards of the reef, I guess, to prepare people what they'll see in the water. But this then, I guess, goes a step further, and it's just you hope to get a broader reach out there.
Yeah. The film at Hanama Bay is a great way to educate visitors. But we're looking at a way to educate visitors that may not make it through Hanama Bay about what they can do to, you know, not step on corals or touch corals. They are living animals, so we want to give them their space. But also what Hawaii residents can do, you know, washing your car or fertilizing your lawn near storm drains that might make their way to the reef and impact water quality, messages like that we can all do.
Okay, and there's also the issue of our sunscreen.
Absolutely, that's one of the messages as well. Cover up as much as possible. Use reef-safe sunscreen to avoid, poor water quality around corals.
I know I used to like swimming early because I didn't like swimming in the middle of the day because everybody smells like coconut oil.
Yeah. Coming out of the water smelling like sunscreen is something that, I think we've all experienced in some of these, popular spots. But with the new legislation that was passed to, have reef-safe sunscreen, I think that's a good step forward.
So once these things debut then on TV, how else can people take a look at them, get eyes on them?
So we also have the video on our website, on Division of Aquatic Resources website. They can also sign on to the pledge through our website. If you're a tour operator, there's a little form you can fill out. We'll send you education materials and sign you on to the pledge.
Is there anything that the state can do just to kind of highlight the companies that are doing good and doing right? I know NOAA has like the Dolphin Smart Program those tour operators to make sure, you know, that you can see you're certified or you've pledged to keep your distance.
Yeah, absolutely. We do plan on putting the list of signees onto our website. And, you know, many operators have had outstanding conservation messages for years. So this is just another way to kind of show that they are giving back to the ocean and have been great stewards of our oceans.
Is anybody else doing this? Are we the only state or only entity or only island?
I know I was just in Palau. They've actually have a law that requires ocean stewardship and actions that visitors should take, what tour guides should take to promote responsible behavior. So I've heard about that program.
Right, the Palau Pledge.
The Palau Pledge. But I haven't heard about any other states doing it. I know that there's some other programs being developed within Hawaii, also coming out with some, you know, actions that people can take to be good ocean users that also include safety tips for staying safe in the ocean. So I think this idea is really gaining momentum.
And we have learned a lot from the molasses spill and from the damage that mariners often do to our reefs. But divers have been able to kind of right some of those coral heads that have been dislodged. So we've kind of, I guess, gained a body of knowledge as we've had these unfortunate mishaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Gained knowledge, and you know, divers have been huge supporters of ocean conservation. We've got dive groups that go out; they clean marine debris off the reef, and you know, we have divers interested in trying to get involved with reef restoration. So I think it's a great group that could really help help corals into the future.
That was Brian Nielsen with the Department of Land and Natural Resources talking about the state's new coral pledge. The show will be broadcast tonight on K5 and again on November 14th.